President Clinton named most of the economic team for his second term today, announcing several more cabinet appointments. The president said he has asked Bill Daley to serve as Secretary of Commerce. Daley is an attorney and the brother of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. The president also named Jean Sperling to chair the National Economic Council and Charlene Barshefsky as trade representative. Sperling has been an economic advisor to the president since 1992. Barshefsky has been acting trade representative since April. President Clinton's choice for ambassador to the UN is New Mexico Congressman Bill Richardson. Richardson has been successful at negotiating the release of American hostages in Iraq, North Korea, and Sudan. And after weeks of speculation, the president announced he has asked his Attorney General Janet Reno to stay on for a second term. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president's cabinet is shaping up to be full of competent, forceful personalities who see eye to eye with the president. Mr. Clinton indicated his second-term team will help him achieve the legacy he wants.
I would like to be remembered as the president who prepared America for that future, who prepared America for the 21st century, where we had opportunity available to all Americans who were responsible enough to exercise it.
President Clinton elaborated on the role of the First Lady in a second term. Mrs. Clinton caused controversy when she said recently she would accept a formal role in the implementation of welfare reform. Today, the president said Mrs. Clinton would become a kind of globe-trotting advocate for women's rights.
The State Department has asked her to undertake more efforts around the world, following up on the Beijing conference, like the one she did in Northern Thailand recently, speaking out on behalf of the human rights dimensions of women and young girls around the world, and I expect she will do more of that.
President Clinton said he has asked Attorney General Janet Reno to stay on for another term. Reno's fate was in question. White House aides had made no secret of the fact they were unhappy with her willingness to appoint independent counsels to investigate the Clinton administration. But aides admitted, with all the ethical questions confronting the White House, it would be politically difficult for the president to ask her to leave. Reno recently turned down several new requests for independent counsels. The president was asked about the conduct of Ken Starr, the independent counsel investigating the Whitewater matter. He refused to repeat his earlier comment that Starr was out to get him, but he did say he agreed with the former Watergate special counsel, Archibald Cox, that it was time to consider the possibility of limiting the scope of the independent counsel law.
What I think we ought to do is to search out people like that. The American Bar Association recently had a seminar where a lot of people who've been involved in this work for years came and talked about what kinds of cases ought to be covered, what kinds of timelines ought to be there, what kinds of limitations on there ought to be. And I think what we ought to do is take people who aren't so personally involved in it, but who understand the enormous costs of the present system as well as whatever benefits might come to it, and reassess it.
On another issue, the president was supportive of the effort by the television industry to come up with a parental rating system for sex and violence on television. Although some parents' groups are unhappy with the proposal, the president said parents should give the system 10 months to work and then decide if it's adequate. The first task of the economic team that the president introduced today is to make plans to fulfill his promise to balance the budget. Today, President Clinton announced that he is rejecting one budget cut proposed by his budget director. He said he would not eliminate a program that subsidizes heating costs for low-income people.
I have no intention of slashing the home heating oil budget as we come to the winter. That's one budget item I know something about.
White House aides say the president is satisfied that his new appointments meet his important criteria. They are all tough, competent negotiators with good political instincts who can also articulate the president's policies to the public. New Commerce Secretary Bill Daley is the man who helped the president pass the NAFTA trade agreement. New Mexico Congressman Bill Richardson, the next UN ambassador, is Hispanic, and he has achieved surprising success at rescuing Americans who are stuck in hostile countries. Jean Sperling, a White House economic aide known for his ability to work everyone else under the table, will be the new head of the National Economic Council, the group the president established to coordinate the economic policymaking process. The president's new team is full of familiar faces, and they signal no dramatic policy changes. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.